speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
All right, so Mick Jagger. And can you believe Mick Jagger is 76 years old?
Yeah.
Didn't they just do a tour? Didn't they just come off tour? 76 years old. Was he 75, 76 on tour anyhow? Mick Jagger said that the U.S. President Donald Trump is just rude. Rude. And he's tearing apart environmental controls when America should be setting standards for the world. He said he was absolutely behind young climate change activists who had earlier occupied the red carpet at the Venice Film Festival, like Mick cares. Do you think he's scaled back on his use of private jets and yachts? And do you think the footprint of his mansions has been scaled back just to identify with climate change? I'm guessing not, anyhow. I digress. Mick Jagger, yeah. He talks about manners and everything else. Were manners always probably? He admits, no, his manners maybe were not always what they should have been. No kidding, Mick. I find that hard to believe. At any rate, Joe Biden continues to lead the pack. All the credible polls show Joe Biden continues to lead the Democrats by default, I suppose. Joe Biden leads by default because everybody else is like, But the left of the Democrat Party is pulling the rest of its candidates for president, including Joe Biden, so far to the left. The chance of recovering is very small. Well, for example, if you don't believe abortion should be conducted up until the time of birth, there are no Democrats you can support. You only have one candidate for president. If you don't believe that open borders are a good idea and that we should have border security and build a wall to make sure that the borders are secure, again, you have just one candidate you can support. If you don't believe that massive gun control efforts, including confiscation and the banning of all classes of weapons, is appropriate, you only have one candidate you can vote for. This is bottom line stuff here. Abortion, gun control, open borders. If those are things that concern you and you don't like open borders and you don't like gun confiscation and you don't like abortion up till the time a child is born, you only have one candidate you can support. And not one of those candidates is a Democrat. Of course, the one candidate is the current president who's outspoken against abortion, who defends the Second Amendment, who doesn't believe in open borders and chaos and sanctuary cities. It leaves you in a difficult spot, doesn't it? But Joe Biden continues to lead in credible polls. I'll give you that. They are credible. Don't know how accurate, but they're reasonably credible over time in history, though they were all wrong in 2016. And now Joe Biden, storming to the left, hopes he'll grab the Democratic nomination for president. Oh, by the way, he says he will end all fossil fuels. I mean, he'll just get rid of all of them. I guess we're going to hitchhike to work going forward. Here he is answering a young person at some rally over the weekend. Bite number two, Joe Biden, go.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
Look in my eyes. By the way, can I smell your hair? Anybody looking? I digress. At any rate, bite number three, here we go, because he doesn't actually remember who the last president was. You see, when it gets to gun control and so forth and the banning of assault weapons, so-called, in America, Joe Biden forgets who the last president was. I'm pretty sure, if memory serves, Barack Obama was the last president who was the president while Joe Biden was vice president. Now, help me out with this. I want you to hear this. Bite number three. Go.
I'm the only guy that's beaten the NRA, and my state is a big gun-owning state because of hunting. I'm the only guy that's beaten them twice. I got assault weapons banned for 10 years. It had to be reauthorized because of hanging chads in Florida. The last president said, no, I'm not going to reauthorize it.
The last president? Hanging chads? Oh, Joe. He's adorable, isn't he? Old Joe, he is. So, you think about some of the things that are said here. Joe Biden is a gaffe machine. At some point, don't people finally just go, you know, he doesn't have the ability to do the job? That's what voters decided in 1988 and 2008. He doesn't have the ability to do the job. I mean, the guy's, in fairness, he's lost a step. He's not in command of the facts. Accuracy and such is not important, apparently, to this candidate or to his team, as they have noted. But by the way, when we're talking about gun control, I want to go to David Hogg. He's a far-left, alt-left, anti-gun agitator that is demanding we disarm all civilians because that's really what all of these folks want. Let's get to it. It's bite number six. Go.
If we want to talk about mass shootings, we have to recognize the massive number of indigenous mass shootings that were committed by the United States government. I think back to the Battle of Wounded Knee and the several hundred Native American, predominantly men, women, and children, that were slaughtered by the United States government back in the 19th century, and how that's never discussed as a mass shooting, right? And that's wrong, because those people were not armed, and we were stealing their land. I think it comes down to reckoning with a tough history and realizing that it's okay if you recognize the actual history of the United States. It's okay to hate that injustice that much of this country has been founded on and much of the oppression that this country was founded on. That doesn't mean you hate America, because it means that you love your fellow Americans so much that you don't want to repeat the same mistakes you've made.
First of all, here's the deal. Yes, they were unarmed at Wounded Knee because the government disarmed them, told them they'd be safer if they were unarmed, and then killed them. The same thing that Mr. Hogg is advocating for. A government disarming its citizens, then being in complete control of them. Brilliant. Oh, and by the way, I'm pretty sure most kids couldn't tell you doodly squat about what Wounded Knee is or isn't, but somehow that's the foundation for mass shootings in America. Mind-blowing. Back after this.